Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, do people work less on their relationships because of online dating? Now, before we get into the podcast, I just want to quickly promote my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Check that out to see the books that I've written and other information about what I do and how you can support me. Right, now into the podcast. Do people work less on their relationships because of online dating? Now, this ties into a concept that we now live in a world where everything is kind of fast-paced. It doesn't matter whether it's fast food, getting media on demand, or in this respect, dating and relationships. With online dating, we can literally sign up and log on to a vast amount of different platforms very, very quickly. You know, within 5-10 minutes, you're up and running, and all of a sudden, you are seeing hundreds and thousands of different people, different profiles. We can look at their pictures, we can read what they're about in their bios, we can see like how they describe themselves, exact kind of measurements, you know, how tall somebody is, how big somebody is, all of these kind of things. It's all on demand, it all ties into the modern world. But does it devalue relationships? Does it now mean that we give up on relationships easier than we used to? Have people, in essence, become replaceable too soon, too quickly? There's lots of kind of things to tie into this. You know, the marriage rates now, I believe in the majority of countries, are falling, and divorce rates are kind of, you know, they're going up. We've also got a situation where people will stay in a relationship for less time on average than they used to. So there's definitely things we can kind of tie into this possible online dating trend. But then again, these things have been falling in this kind of pattern for a while, and I would suggest before online dating came about. So it's probably not the only reason. But does online dating itself make us value relationships less because we have so many options at our fingertips? Do we now think to ourselves, well, this isn't feeling right today, so, you know, instead of working on it, I'm just gonna log on and find somebody who fits my specific, you know, every single box ticked, even though that's probably not possible to do in reality. We try to match it up as much as we can to our ideal. You know, is that a healthy scenario? Is it fair, or is it worthwhile that it devalues our relationships? And is it the cause of why we don't seem to work on our relationships as much? It's something that everybody thinks different on. There's no real right or wrong answer. I do think it contributes, but is it fair to kind of fully blame it on that? I'm not so sure. I do think that, you know, kind of culture and just the way that, you know, we all evolve over time, we have various different influences. So I think this might have sped up that possibility, but I don't think it's the only cause. But I do think that it is possible that we work less on our relationships now because we think, well, you know what, I can find somebody. There's bound to be somebody out there who matches what I want and I can find them. Whereas before, it was a lot harder task. You know, there was less opportunities to speak to hundreds and thousands of different people. So you'd be more likely to think, well, the grass might not be greener, so I'm going to try to work through this. So you've got that kind of side of things where it's definitely easier now to find alternatives, and it can be something which maybe taps into our fast-paced mindset of we want everything now, everything now. So if something isn't feeling right in a relationship, instead of trying to work through it, we'd just be thinking, no, forget that, I want something now, and you move on. You end the relationship and go online dating and so forth, and the cycle kind of starts again. But is there a different angle to this? Is there a more positive angle? And I think there's kind of two sides to every story. So let's look at it a different way. Nowadays, because everybody's aware of online dating and the possibilities, it could be argued that it improves ourselves, the self-improvement in ourselves, because we know we have to be at the top of our game. We know that people do have alternatives. It's no longer a situation where you might think, okay, I know my partner's social circle isn't very big, and you know that I can be complacent because who are they going to find? They don't mix with anybody really, so you know they're not going to find anyone, so that's fine. Now we know that even if they don't physically mix with many people at this moment, they can just sign up to online dating and hundreds and thousands of people are available. So I think even if it's only subconsciously, we have a situation now where we are more aware that everybody has options, and a lot of options. And I think that can drive self-improvement. At the end of the day, it's competition. And competition in any form does drive up standards. When there's a lack of competition, that is when things become complacent. It's the same in every walk of life, in particular in business. If you have competition, you will get a better service. If you've got two rival streaming services, for argument's sake, they will battle each other to improve their service so that you pick them, because they know that a lot of people will only choose one. Some people might choose two, but a lot of people will only choose one. So they will make sure that they are the best they can be, and they will make sure that they maintain high standards and they push their creativity and they grow. And that is the same with us as people. If we know we have competition, we are less likely to become lackluster. We are less likely to become complacent. We will grow as people. We will push our own boundaries, and we will, hopefully, in most instances, people will maintain themselves better. Always try to look their best. Always try to stay healthy and fit and grow as a person mentally as well as physically. It's a mindset you should always have of personal growth, but if you don't have the drive to do it, then you probably won't. A lot of people won't. And that's why, unfortunately, a lot of people only kind of get into self-improvement after heartbreak, after a breakup, because at that point, they now have to, because they haven't got anything they can just rely on. It's gone. So the trick is to always be like that, to always be in dating mode, as I like to call it. If you're in a relationship, you should still stay in dating mode. You don't want to stop taking care of yourself physically. You don't want to stop growing as a person mentally and emotionally. You need to be at the top of your game. And even if it's not something that's in our mind all the time, we sure know subconsciously that everybody's got options now. So that personal growth and self-improvement can definitely be seen as a positive. So it's the two sides. You know, do people work less in their relationships because of online dating? Well, I would say that they do, in the protection of themselves, knowing that I could go and find somebody else if this doesn't work out. So I'm not going to make the effort if something's going wrong with my partner. If my partner isn't pulling their weight, then instead of trying to work things through and giving them another chance and having a conversation about things and trying to grow as a couple, I'll just find someone else. And I do believe that can happen. But on the flip side, I think it can drive self-improvement, and it can make us better people and maintain those standards. So I would say that it's a truth. The statement is a truth, but it doesn't tell the whole story. And if you're somebody who's concerned about this, if you're somebody who's concerned that people now don't really value relationships as much, if you're concerned that, you know, you may be a single at the moment and you think, well, if I get together with somebody, you know, one of the things I need to make sure is that they'll value this relationship and they'll really, really try. And yeah, you know, that's something that you've got to be trying to look out for if it's important to you. And of course, it should be if you want a long-term relationship. But look at it differently. Don't look at it and kind of say to them, are you somebody who's going to work out problems? That should be something that comes natural. What you should be looking is, are they somebody who seems to be into self-improvement in other ways? You know, if they are, then you can kind of say to yourself, well, they're probably likely to want to keep growing as a person in a couple as well. And then you've got to maintain it yourself. You can't just look at it from a partner's perspective. This has got to be for you as well. So in closing, what I would say is that people probably do work less on maintaining a relationship if there's a problem. If there's a bit of a crumble, unfortunately, a lot of people now will just end things quickly and try to look to see what's available online. But if you look at it from a more positive outlook, if you look at it and think, right, I know that they've got options, they know that I've got options, let's have conversation, let's keep the communication always strong, because that's the most important thing in a relationship, then we can grow as a couple and, you know, we can kind of bounce off each other and always improve each other, so to speak, until we're at a point where, you know, we're rock solid. And I think that's the only way to be. Keep things going. When you get to that rock solid point where you know that, you know, probably you've been married for a number of years and you're really feeling as tight as you can be, then what do? You push further. You don't get complacent then. You don't kind of get to one milestone of marriage or X amount of years of marriage and then think, oh, I don't need to bother now. No, you keep pushing. So always push on, always grow, always maintain the dating angle in your relationship. And I don't think you will have anything to worry about. So do people work less in their relationships because of online dating? I think some people do. But don't be afraid of that. Use it as a positive.